Wikipedia. Today is Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Secretum, British Museum. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to explore fascinating subjects and unravel the intricacies that connect us to history, technology, and societal transformations. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we have a tantalizing topic lined up, the secretum at the British Museum. Now, some of you might wonder, what is the secretum? Picture this. It's a collection within a collection, a vault within a vault, a fabulous hidden treasure, if you will. The secretum, also known as the Cabinet of Obscene Objects, is a collection of artifacts from the British Museum deemed too risque or scandalous for public display throughout much of its history. The secretum was established in 1865 and predominantly houses objects of a sexual nature, objects that wouldn't quite fit into the prim, proper norms of Victorian England. Censorship led to a very tight lock and key situation, a testament to society's evolving moral norms. Plunge deeper into the mystery and you find relics like ancient Roman phallic amulets, which were believed to ward off evil spirits or promote fertility. There are also depictions from ancient Greece and Egypt portraying various expressions of intimacy and love. Here's a question to ponder. What does the existence of such a collection tell us about societal evolution and our relationship with sexuality over the years? Consider this. What lessons do artifacts and artworks, tucked away due to their perceived obscenity, teach us about the interplay between repression and expression, how society oscillates between concealment and openness? It's a topic rich for exploration, one that raises the fascinating notion of what societies choose to hide and what they celebrate. Are we sometimes more intrigued by what is hidden than what is plainly visible? Let's take a moment for a real-life anecdote to illustrate this. Imagine Victorian visitors, an exclusive group, principally researchers or intellectuals, upon whom special permission was conferred to gaze upon these scandalous artifacts. Wouldn't it be intriguing to travel back in time and witness their reactions, to see history through their eyes? Perhaps a little shock mingled with fascination, much like our own reactions when encountering something unexpected. Fast forward to modern times, the secretum is not so secret anymore. While not openly advertised, access is much more relaxed now, reflecting changing attitudes toward the artifacts it contains. This prompts another thought-provoking question. How much does the context in which we view art and history shape our understanding of morality and obscenity? Do societal taboos change as we advance, or are they merely recycled in different forms? This is where your engagement comes into play. I urge you to visit the British Museum or check out their online archives. Delve into the fascinating world of the secretum and reflect on what it reveals about humanity's enduring curiosity, our ongoing struggle with societal norms, and the way we relate to and interpret what we deem acceptable and taboo. Consider how museums today balance the delicate act of presenting sensitive historical content. They serve as custodians of our past, but must navigate the present-day landscapes of ethics and sensibilities. It's a balancing act, keeping historical authenticity intact while ensuring exhibits remain palatable to a diverse audience. And here lies another opportunity for reflection. How does an institution like the British Museum decide which parts of history to display prominently and which to confine to the fringes? What kind of narrative does this create? What do we gain or perhaps lose in this curation process? So, dear listeners, I encourage you to think about your personal secretums, elements of history, knowledge, or even personal experiences that perhaps remain tucked away, not openly discussed, but pivotal in shaping who we are. What drives us to conceal some parts of history or personal narrative while celebrating others? As museums and individuals alike navigate the growing need for transparency and inclusivity, this ancient collection offers a modern-day mirror, reflecting back at us the complex dance between openness and reservation, between history and progress. This exploration of the secretum is not just a look back at art and artifacts, but a deeper dive into the heart of our collective societal consciousness. How far have we come? And how much farther do we have to go in unraveling the tapestry of human experience? Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey through the secretum of the British Museum, a hidden realm that sparks curiosity, debates, and ignites the storyteller within us all. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep exploring, questioning, and diving into the depths of knowledge. Your curiosity is the key to unlocking history's hidden treasures. That's it for today's episode. Engage your minds, explore further, and challenge the status quo. Have a great day.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Secretum, British Museum. Thanks for listening. See you next time.